Unit 4. Technomania. Pages 92 to 93.
Owner of lost wallet found on Facebook. Debbie Joseph was walking to the subway after a movie last Saturday night when she found a wallet. Hoping to find information that would help her locate the owner, Debbie looked inside. The wallet contained a driver's license, a credit card, and some cash, but no local New York phone number. Debbie tried phoning the credit card company, but they were unable to help because their system was down. They suggested that she call back the following day when the system would be back up and running. Debbie knew from the driver's license that the owner was 19 years old and came from California. She figured he was a student at one of New York City's many universities, and that the woman, whose name appeared on his insurance card, was probably his mother. So Debbie phoned her, but the answering machine was full, and she was unable to leave a message. "Once I got home," Debbie recalls, "I went over to my computer when it hit me. Facebook. What self-respecting 19-year-old college student isn't on Facebook? So I logged on, typed in his name, and found him instantly. I sent him an email, and within 15 minutes, my phone was ringing. Thanks to Facebook and Debbie's determination, the wallet and its grateful owner were soon reunited."
Facebook alibi saves jailed teen. A Brooklyn teen's playful Facebook message to his girlfriend helps him avoid years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Robbery charges against Rodney Bradford, 19, were dropped yesterday thanks to Facebook. Bradford was arrested and charged with a robbery in Brooklyn on October 17th. Although several witnesses testified that the teenager was at his dad's home that day, Bradford was identified by a victim as one of the robbers and was sent to jail on Rikers Island. But he wasn't a prisoner for long. Fortunately, computer records proved that Bradford hadn't broken the law. He had posted a Facebook message to his girlfriend from his father's computer just 1 minute before the robbery took place. "This was just a very strong alibi," said Robert Royland, Bradford's lawyer. "If it wasn't for Facebook, I'd still be on Rikers Island," Bradford said. His grateful mother agreed. "Facebook saved my son. If it wasn't for Facebook, my son wouldn't be here."
Boy alive thanks to mom's Facebook friends. Facebook has many critics, but Deborah Kogan isn't one of them. Kogan thinks Facebook saved her 4-year-old son Leo's life. If it weren't for Facebook, Leo might not have been diagnosed with a potentially fatal disease. On waking up one morning, Kogan noticed that Leo had a rash and a fever. She thought it was a throat infection, so she took him to see a doctor who prescribed antibiotics. But Leo's condition continued to get worse, so she took him to the doctors again the following day when he was diagnosed with scarlet fever. When Leo woke up on the third day, his face was extremely swollen and Kogan was alarmed. She took photos of Leo and posted them on Facebook. As his condition worsened, she posted more photos. In less than an hour, 3 of her Facebook friends came to her aid. They identified Leo's condition as Kawasaki disease, a rare illness that usually affects children under 5. If it isn't treated promptly, it can cause serious damage to the heart. "I hope you'll excuse me for butting in," said one friend, Stephanie, "but you have to get to the hospital, now." Her own son had had the same symptoms and had been hospitalized with Kawasaki disease a few years earlier. Kogan calls the Facebook diagnosis a miracle. Speaking about the social network, she said, "One of the most astounding things about Facebook was people that I barely know saying, 'I hope your kid is okay.'" Kogan is grateful to Facebook for giving her a sense that you are not alone.